In this bulletin, Prime Minister Scott Morrison slams a multi-party push to legislate faster medical treatment for refugees in offshore detention. Chris Dawson extradited to New South Wales over the suspected murder of his wife, Lynette Dawson. And in cricket, Australia's test match against India is underway at Adelaide Oval. The latest SBS News, I'm Peggy Giacomelos. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says he will do whatever he can to quash a multi-party push to legislate faster medical treatment for refugees on Manus Island and Nauru. Labor and the Greens have formed an alliance with key crossbench MPs to force an end-of-year vote on the issue so the remaining 10 children on Nauru can be evacuated before Christmas. The proposed laws being driven by Wentworth MP Karen Phelps would allow critically ill refugees to be flown to Australia for medical treatment on the advice of two doctors. But Mr Morrison says Labor's support for the changes show the party and its leader Bill Shorten are a clear and present threat to Australian safety. He says he will stop the amendment at all costs.
I will do everything in my power to ensure that these suggested changes that would undermine our border protection laws never see the light of day. I will do whatever I can. Whatever I can. I'll fight them using whatever tool or tactic I have available to me to ensure that we do not undermine our border protection laws, because I take them seriously.
Labor MP Chris Bowen has rejected the Prime Minister's comments, saying Labor's priority is the health of refugees on Manus Island and Nauru.
Scott Morrison would say that, wouldn't he? I mean, we believe in strong border protection. We also believe in humanity, and you can believe in both. And Scott Morrison just will always go the low rent, low road, political, cheap point scoring. That's what this Prime Minister's been reduced to. I mean, he's no longer the State Director of the Liberal Party, but behaves more like a State Director of the Liberal Party than a Prime Minister of Australia.
Meanwhile, Greens leader Richard Di Natale has told Sky News the Prime Minister is ignoring the rights of refugees and asylum seekers by opposing the changes.
Everybody, no matter who they are, deserve access to medical care. If a physician says the only care that's possible is in Australia, they should get that. This is a very modest change. It doesn't go anywhere near far enough. We want to see those camps closed, and we want to see all of those people brought here to Australia and settled here. But the reality is, while the government and the Labor Party don't support that, this is a change that will at least provide medical care to the people who need it.
In other news, Chris Dawson, the husband of Sydney woman Lynette Dawson, who disappeared almost 40 years ago, has arrived in Sydney where he will be charged with her murder. The 70-year-old former teacher and rugby league player will be brought before a Sydney court later today. Lynn Dawson was 33 years old when she went missing in January 1982, leaving behind two young daughters. Her disappearance and probable murder has been the subject of the Australian's investigative podcast, The Teacher's Pet. New laws allowing police and intelligence agencies to access encrypted messages are poised to be passed through the federal parliament. A joint committee on intelligence and security released its advisory report last night, which recommends extending the powers to state and territory police forces and ensuring they cover a broad range of serious offences and not simply terrorism. The committee has also called for the bill to be passed immediately. The laws are designed to help security agencies and police access communications on encrypted applications like WhatsApp, which are used in an estimated 95% of criminal activity. The first test between Australia and India is underway at Adelaide Oval. India has won the toss and elected to bat first, meaning the Australians will have to bowl on the first day in 39-degree heat. Australia will debut opening batsman Marcus Harris, who was presented with his baggy green cap by Mike Hussey. Let's check out the weather for the rest of today. It's partly cloudy in Perth and 24 degrees in Adelaide. It's very hot and partly cloudy there as well, 39. It's sunny in Melbourne, 35 degrees, much the same in Hobart, 30. In Canberra, cloud clearing, 29. Partly cloudy for Wollongong, 22 degrees. In Sydney, much the same, 24. Also partly cloudy in Newcastle and 25. In Brisbane, a shower or two and 27. In Cairns, showers and a possible storm, 33. And partly cloudy in Darwin. On a top of 34 degrees. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. This is SBS News.